Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I used to call it Talk to a Pastor, and my hope was that if I called it Talk to a Pastor, well, I might be able to reach some people who were raised as Christians but have fallen away from it for various reasons. And I thought that would be good. But I'm now calling the program Shedding Shackles because it applies to everyone. We all need to shed the shackles of the past. We need to shed the shackles of the past and become free. But in order to become free, you have to find a state of mind. Freedom begins in the mind, and so does paradise. They begin in the mind. They're lost in the mind, and they begin in the mind. Now, your problem, if you would like to come back to being free again, is a couple of things. First of all, no one around you is interested in helping you come back to reality because they themselves are separated from reality. See, in reality, there is truth. And in reality, we see our own wrong, our own inadequacy, our own helplessness, our own lack of honor, our own sneakiness, our own hatreds and judgments of other people. We see all that in reality. And what people do is they play God. In our mind, we play God. We want to create our own little counter-universe within which we're right. Where we're right, and we demand homage, and we demand worship, and we demand respect, and we want other people to respect us, and if they don't, then we hate them. See, and we condemn them. So we have two capacities then, we egos who want to play God, which is what everyone's doing, except for those few people who begin to realize that it's not a good game to play, and they stop doing it. Parents play it over their children. They lord it over their children, and they demand respect, and they pressure the little children to conform, see? And when the parent is wrong, when the parent is sitting there smoking marijuana or smoking a cigarette or drinking, or when the parent is hypocritical, or when the parent is impatient and false, or when the parent, you know, doesn't have time for them, dumps them off at preschool, or dumps them off at daycare, dumps them off at the school system, see? Or when the parents are fighting each other, arguing, and there's divorce and so on. So when the parents are wrong, they demand respect. Well, how can the child respect what's not respectable? And so then they punish the child for not respecting them. So the child has two choices. Either one, begin to deny reality and see the parent as being wonderful when the parent is not wonderful. And when the child is forced to deny reality, they're forced to deny the truth. It's an attack upon the child's soul. Some children are driven insane. Other children are driven into mindless conformity, and they retreat into a world of imagination. They retreat into a psychotic world, and they conform. And then they go through life conforming, for which they get a brownie button of approval, and they're patted on the back and told that they're nice and that they're good for conforming, for seeing wrong as right. See? But doesn't it say in the Bible, woe unto you who say that wrong is right and that bad is good, see? Well, woe unto those who force the little children to see them as good when they're not good, to see them as being wonderful when they're not wonderful, see? And then other children are driven into rebellion. See, they rebel against the parent who is self-righteous, and she always wants to be right and never wrong. And so the child is driven into rebellion. Then the child goes and joins gangs and takes drugs and so on, you see? So coming back to reality then is what we need. That's what we need to do, because in reality you find God, you find truth, and you find true comfort, and you find freedom in reality. Download my 4-part classic meditation and 2 ebooks right now. Just visit talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external teas. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to sheddingshackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit sheddingshackles.com and start living instead of reacting. There's a beautiful land that you really should know, a land where milk and honey flows. And the land is now, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but today. Yes, there's a beautiful land, not the land of the by and by. Remember, there was a song about in the by and by. Well, there are a lot of songs about some mythical, beautiful time. Well, that land, that time, that land can be right now. It can be right now. You experienced a little bit of it when you were a little child, before you were pressured and before you were forced to see good as bad and bad as good, before you were slapped around for telling the truth, or slapped for being spontaneous and happy. How many children have, over the centuries, have been sitting at the dinner table and the little child is happy and giggling about something, and all of a sudden the parent rises up and, you know, tells the child to stop that. The child is punished for being happy, see? Because the contrast of the sweetness and the brightness and the innocence of the child, the contrast with the falsity and the wrongness of the parent is too much for the parent's pride to bear. So the problem is pride. See, if you want to be prideful, then you will have to hide in unreality. See? And so you see people walking around, and they're playing God. They demand respect. They demand to be entertained, and they demand to be worshipped and admired, and so on. They resent other people when other people don't respect them and admire them. So what happens then is that if you want to be wrong and still feel comfortable about being wrong, then you have to have 2 things. First, you have to have a place where you can escape. So people escape between their 2 ears. They hide in their fantasies. They hide in daydreams. They hide in worries. They hide in thinking about the past. See, so that's where they hide. And if they're not hiding in their mind, then they get help from, you know, video games and texting and so on. And then the other thing, you have to be surrounded by liars. So most people surround themselves with liars, see, who won't pull the rug out from under them if they don't pull the rug out from the other. So both pretend to see each other in a good light. See, they pretend to see you in a good light, and you pretend to see them in a good light, but they really don't. They see your weaknesses, they see your wrong, and they judge you for them. See, just as you see theirs and secretly judge them. So everybody walks around, so it's kind of it's a comfort zone. It's a false comfort zone. Okay, so people hide in their mind. They surround themselves with liars. And so that's how they continue to play God. See? And the wronger people get, see, you see that in the country now. You see some people that are very, very, very wrong. See, they've fallen away from values. They've fallen away from what is right. They've fallen away from truth. And so now they have to have some sort of false comforts to comfort them, and they also need someone to hate and someone to blame, see, and they need someone to rouse them, to make them angry, so they can march in the street and hate someone and blame someone. And who is it that is hated and blamed? Well, the one who's most likely to be hated and blamed is the one that's the most innocent, the one that tells the truth, the truth speaker. See, it's always been that way. That's why in the family, the little child with clear eyes, the little child that sees clearly, see, that's the one that gets punished and slapped around. But what you need, if you want to find freedom, if you want to find peace with God, if you want to become your true self instead of a false self, then you'll have to come back to reality, and it's a little bit painful at first. You'll have to see your own wrong, but then when that's over, then you'll live in the beautiful present where God dwells, where truth is, okay? And you'll then have truth as your shield. You'll have God as your shield. You'll have God's light. And then you'll see other people hateful, mean, lying. They won't be able to hurt you. You'll see them and you won't hate them. You'll see them and you won't react to them. You see? And your light, as your light shines, why, you might even wake some of them up to come back to the truth, and how grateful they will be. You can leave a question or a comment at our listener call-in line. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. There's a beautiful land that you really should know. It's a land where milk and honey flows, not yesterday, but today. Not tomorrow. Yes, the beautiful land is today, the here and now, the eternal now. That's where you need to live, okay? And that's where you did live when you were a little child and every day was an adventure, where you need to refine it, okay? So let's talk about how to refine that state of beautiful state of being, a blithe, carefree state of being. It is possible, you know. It is possible. Remember I said how people who see the present, the now, the eternal now, where God dwells, where truth is. See, and if you were compatible with truth and with reality, if you were completely compatible and you loved the truth, okay? And so what you would have then is you would be completely compatible with the world of truth, and it would be and paradise would come into existence in your mind and around you. But when you avoid the truth, See, what happened is people made you wrong. Remember I was talking about when you were a little child and people pressured you? They pressured you and they didn't want you to be honest. They didn't want you to be happy. And they pressured you to conform and to see wrong is right. See? And right is wrong because they wanted to be right. See? Do you know anyone who always wanted to be right and never wrong? See? And so you conform to that. But when you conform to that, you were conforming to wrong. And then you didn't feel right about it. You felt conflict. So that's how they made you wrong. And then they were relentless in their pressure. And then they challenged you. See, as if there were something wrong with you. See, they pointed the finger at you. A lot of kids, they act out because they come from homes, disturbed homes. Homes with parents who are fighting or who are on drugs or alcoholics or who are phony. And the children are disturbed. And then it looks like the children are bad. And so everybody dumps on the child. See? But so the child resents that. Resents having to conform to what's wrong. Resents having to be seen as wrong for having done nothing but be honest about what the child saw. And so the child then makes the mistake of resenting. So that's why I say you have to start to give up resentment. You have to see that resentment is your worst, your own worst enemy. See, I know a lot of you have been hurt. A lot of you have been traumatized. I know. Okay. Well, it happened to me too. But what you have to see is that it's your resentment that sustains the harm, that hurts you. If you could let go of the resentment, then you can recover. And then when you're not resentful anymore, when you're not resentful anymore, then you won't feel wrong. And you won't feel inferior because resentment makes you feel inferior. And so when you're not wrong and resentful anymore, then you come close to reality. And the closer you come to reality, the brighter the light shines, and the light shines. Okay, and then you know that God exists, and you feel his love, his warmth. But you'll also feel a little bit of his chastisement, which is called conscience. It's very gentle, but it makes you aware that you've been wrong for hating. See, they were wrong, and you hated them, and you felt justified in your hate, but now you have to see that you became wrong too. You became wrong by hating, and by judging, and by resenting. And then when you were wrong, then you avoided reality. See, just that's exactly what happened to them. Remember, whoever in your past, see, that you resent, be it your father who wasn't there for you, or your mom who yelled and screamed at you, or your older brother who was cruel, or your sister who was cruel, or other kids or teachers or coaches that were cruel, whoever it was, relatives that were cruel, whoever it was. Remember that once upon a time, they were little children too. They were little children. Someone did it to them. Someone did a number on them. And then they fell away from reality through resenting, and they hid in their mind. And they hated those who had done it to them, and that's how they became wrong. So forgive them. Okay? Forgive them all. Okay? And then you can find reality and become a friend of reality and know the comfort and the love and the warmth of God's light. Okay? And then you recover in the light and you become compatible with the light, and paradise springs up around you. Download my 4-part classic meditation and 2 ebooks right now. Just visit talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after. How to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. We're talking about the secret to life, the secret to finding freedom. And I said that you fell away from freedom. You fell away when you began to react to the outside. Okay. And now the way back begins with a change of heart. You have to see that you, well, it's one thing to see that you're not living your own life. Okay, that's one thing. But it's another thing when you see that you have become the pressures. You do to others what was done to you. That you pressure your children and you are impatient with them. Okay. And you're not there for them. Or if you are there for them, you're pressuring them. Pressuring them to do, to be this and that. Pressure, emotions. See? Or you turn them over to the school system. You turn them over to the daycare. And you turn them over to the school. And you turn them over to the peer group. And turn them over to the popular culture with its pressures. Okay? So when you see that you've done that to your own children, and you do it to other people, okay? And then you do it to yourself. What was done to you, now you do to yourself. And when you see that, it's time for a change of heart. It can begin this moment. Listening to me, it can begin right now. In this instant. In this magic moment. The change. Because, see, change begins in the soul. When instead of believing into the system of resenting others and them resenting you and getting over on people and tricking people and fooling people and resenting people and judging people and pressuring people and trying to build yourself up by putting them down. See? When you see that for what it is and have a change of heart about that, well, then change begins. And it begins by just letting your hair down and just being yourself instead of strutting around and trying to put on a big act. And trying to change everybody and manipulate other people and make everything turn out the way you want it and being willful. Just become a regular person for a little while and take a little time to get to know yourself and to begin to see your errors. Look, there's nothing wrong with seeing an error. In fact, it's good to see an error. You know, a good scientist, he's glad to see his error because then he can do better. So, it's not so bad to see your error, because you know what? When you see your error, when you stand back from it, see, in the past when you saw your error, well, you either pushed it under the carpet and repressed it, or you tried to struggle with it, and that never worked, see, or you tried to put on an act for other people. But now if you learn the magic of just standing back and observing, remember how I told you to stand back from resentment? Get my meditation. I have a free meditation. You can learn it in a couple of minutes, and it helps you to learn how to stand back. And just stand back and look at your error. And resentment is an error, of course. See, but maybe you never wanted to see it before. You didn't want to see that you were resentful or judgmental. So now learn the magic of standing back, just observing. Don't try to do anything about what you see. If you see that you're resentful, then just see it. Regret what you see, but don't try to change yourself. And then the magic happens. The magic. The magic happens in the soul. Because God changes you. God changes you. Then you become yourself. And you become happy and joyous again. there's something sweet about being sorry. Not before other people, but in your heart, where your Creator sees your secret sorrow. And then He rewards you for that with His love and His approval and His peace. And then you wipe away the tears and joy returns. And you become like a little child. You rush forth for a life of adventure and discovery. Not because I say so, but because that's the way it will be when you place yourself in the hands of God. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to SheddingShackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit SheddingShackles.com and start living instead of reacting. Life can be oh so simple and oh so sweet. Just stop resenting other people. Stop putting on an act and trying to impress people. Be a simple person, okay? Maybe get the meditation. It'll teach you how to stand back and observe your own thoughts without falling into them and without falling into emotions and getting upset. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.